Let's take our Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, we'll begin reading in verse 40. We come to the 12th of this series on the miracles of Lord Jesus, volume 1. We come to a passage that we entered into somewhat last week, and we enter into the rest of the chapter and the rest of the passage this week as we see the Lord Jesus doing something miraculous in the life of this family. As we begin reading in Luke chapter 8, verse 40, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him." Then the Bible says in verse 43, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment." We read that story last week, and we noted this woman with an issue of blood coming and touching the garment of Lord Jesus, and Christ healing her of this illness that she had for 12 years. We pick up the reading back in this story. In verse 49, the Bible says, "While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat." If you're marking what we find at the heart of this miracle in your Bible, I want you to mark the expression in verse 55, where we find the title of this week's lesson. The Bible says, "Her spirit came again." Her spirit came again. This one who had died, in fact, everyone in the house testified that she was dead, was touched by the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says her spirit came again. For those of you who are parents, you can only imagine in your mind what it would have been like for these parents to have a beautiful 12-year-old girl and then to have that daughter become ill. And unlike at other times when she'd become ill, this time she did not recover, and she grew increasingly worse. And finally she came to the point where she was dying, and they tried to get to the Lord Jesus. This father, Jairus, this ruler of the synagogue, tried to get to Christ, and this interruption took place with this woman with an issue of blood. And finally the news came from the servant, "Your daughter is dead." We can't even imagine, most of us, what it was like for this family at this time. But the time and the day of greatest sorrow became their day of greatest joy because the Lord Jesus came on the scene. And when we read this miracle, we have to just remind ourselves that we must never forget what Jesus Christ is able to do. He's able to take the things that cause us the very greatest of sorrows and use those things to bring the greatest of joys in our life. I want you to note, first of all, in this miracle, the man in desperation. The man in desperation. There's an interesting parallel here. As Jairus came to Lord Jesus, the Bible says at the end of verse 42, the people thronged him. We emphasized this a little bit last week when we talked about this woman with an issue of blood coming in the crowd to the Lord Jesus. And, of course, a parallel miracle here associated at the same time. But just like she had to press through, we must think of Jairus pressing through this throng or this crowd. He was desperate. His daughter, whom he had for 12 years and whom he had raised, was ill, and the Bible says she lay a dying. In fact, Luke goes to the pains of even saying in verse 42, "For he had one only daughter." This is his only daughter, the only one he has. And she's at the point of death. And in desperation, this father presses through the throng and comes, and literally, although he was a ruler, although he was a leader, a respectable man, the Bible says he fell down at the feet of Jesus. And you know what? When God brings something at some point in our lives brings us to some point of great pressure and desperation. We understand there's nothing else that can help. There's no one else that can help. We just have to have the Lord. And we run to Him and fall at His feet. That's a good time in our lives. In fact, it causes us to realize how passive we usually are about our Christian lives. We have to get to Christ. We have to get to God. There's a man here in desperation. And then we see also in the story, there was a miraculous interruption. A miraculous interruption. This woman with an issue of blood, the Bible says, had it for 12 years. It's an interesting connection. While Jairus' daughter had been enjoying the love of a family and the embraces of a father and mother and all that sunshine that's associated with family life, while she had been enjoying all those things, those beautiful things of childhood and living in the sunshine, this woman had been living in darkness for 12 years, for the same amount of time. And sometimes God allows us to come to the end of ourselves and to come to a desperate situation in our lives so that we'll understand that there are people around us who are living in darkness. And perhaps He wants to bring us to those people and help us to be a blessing and a help to them. In fact, look what the Lord Jesus said in verse 48. When this woman came and touched Him and Christ knew that virtue had gone out of him, He said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." It's interesting. Jairus is here trying to get Jesus to his house, I imagine, as quickly as possible. Why? Because his daughter needs Jesus. And then as this woman comes and stops Christ and interrupts, seemingly here, Christ looked at her and he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort." He spoke to her tenderly. No one had claimed her. She was an outcast. She was untouched and unloved for all those years that this little girl had been loved and cared for. This woman had been living in darkness. Yet Jesus loved her, and he tenderly just said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And I'm sure that Jairus thought, this is not how it's supposed to work. I have to get Christ to my home as soon as possible. I'm sure he thought this was an interruption. But you know, God's delays are for a reason. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." We know that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And certainly God had a reason for this miraculous interruption. It was because He wanted to show Himself in a greater way to Jairus and his family and all those who knew this little girl. As Christ looked at this woman and said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole," He knew Jairus was standing right next to him. He knew that's what Jairus needed to hear. He needed to hear that just like Jesus was able to make this woman whole, he was going to be fully able to make his daughter whole. And Jairus needed to come to a place of greater faith in God. That's what Christ is leading him to through this interruption. We see not only this man in desperation in this miraculous interruption, but we see the Master at work. The Master at work. Do you notice what he did? The Bible says that a servant came, verse 49, a servant came from this ruler's house and said, "Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the Master." And many of us who've lost loved ones can remember the time when someone called us or approached us and informed us that a loved one is dead. It's a heart-sinking time. And at that time where Jairus' heart sank lower than it had ever sunk in all his life, the Lord Jesus encouraged him. It says in verse 50 that Christ heard it, and he answered, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." You know what? We need the Word of God to encourage us. Our Lord knows the things that we hear each day that make our hearts sink and that discourage us and cause us to think there is no hope. And His Word encourages us to press on and keep believing in Him. That's what He wanted Jairus to do. Note what Christ did. In verse 51, it tells us that He went to this man's house. And He took Peter, James, and John, and the mother and father, up into this little girl's room. And everyone else was cast out. No one else could be present. And the Bible says that, verse 54, "And He put them all out, and He took her by the hand and called, saying, 'Maid, arise.'" Just very tenderly He dealt with her. Very tenderly He spoke to her. In Mark chapter 5, verse 51, the Bible gives us the expression that Christ said, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." And it was a very tender expression. It was like saying, "Precious little lamb, arise." And the Bible says, immediately she was made whole. Her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. Verse 56 says, "And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done." What God says he will do, he is able to do. And we see Christ restoring the life of this little girl. We just need to realize that Jesus said, "Believe only, and she shall be made whole." We don't need to limit God by our lack of faith. Let's believe his word. Our hearts may be sinking, maybe lower than they've ever been before. But if we'll believe his word and put our faith in his word that what he said is going to come to pass, that it encourages us. And as we believe him and see him keep his word, what increases our faith and increases our love for our Savior. The Bible says, very simply, her spirit came again. Her spirit came again. This is what Jesus is able to do. May God help us as we teach us this week.